Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. We're continuing to discuss the halachis of Kriyat Shema. Chasson. Achasson. Emrat Zalikra is Kriyat Shema Laila HaRishon Kair. If he wants to read Kriyat Shema the first night of his wedding, this is something that he's allowed to do. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Loi kol aroit zalite das Hashem yitel. No, you're not obligated to read Kriyat Shema. And if you're not obligated to read Kriyat Shema, who gives you a right to go ahead and to do it? Now, of course, the premise to this Mishnah is a Mishnah that we had learned previously, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, where the Mishnah said a chasson is potter from Kriyat Shema the night of his wedding. Not just that, im loy asa maisa, he's potter until Moitzai Shabbos, because he's oisik b'mitzvah, and an oisik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. So the question is, what if a person says, I want to do it anyways? So the Mishnah says it's a machloikis. The Tanna Kama says that if you want to, you could. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says no. Loy kol aroitza lita es Hashem yitol. Not any person that wants to go ahead and be machmer has the right to be machmer. And this is really a very interesting talking point, because you see that even though, of course, there's a concept of a chumrah, and usually whenever you think of a chumrah, you think of it as just extra credit. So it's not something you're obligated to do. It's not something you have to do. But at the same time, it's definitely a very good thing to do. Very often, the poskim will say, you don't have to do it. But ha-machmer, tovay ala bracha, will be a bench for taking on a chumrah. But you do find sometimes that, to the contrary, that we say that this chumrah is maybe not appropriate for everybody. Loi kol haroitza litoil es Hashem yito. Not everybody is allowed to take on every chumrah. And the reason is because sometimes taking on a chumrah is actually a sign of gaiva. And it makes the person look as if he thinks he's better than everybody else. And whenever there's a concern that there might be gaiva, that's where it's not okay. So what does it have to do with our Mishnah? Why is our Mishnah, Chasson wants to say Kriyat Shema the night of his wedding, says Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, this is an example of a chumrah, not that's tovay ala bracha, but this is an example of a chumrah that you're not supposed to take on. So the pashup shot is, because why is a Chasson pater from Kriyat Shema? Because the thought is that he's oisik b'mitzvah. He's thinking about his mitzvah. And because he's thinking about his mitzvah, it's difficult for him to concentrate on Kriyat Shema. And even the one pasuk that you can say on top of a tree and on top of a row of bricks, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's going to be difficult. If a person says, no, I know I'm getting married tonight, I know I am oisik b'mitzvah, my machshava is certainly torrid and distracted with the mitzvah that I have in front of me, but I can have kavan anyways. You know what you're saying? You're saying you're so chashiv that you're on such a high madrega that you're able to have kavana even at a time where most people really would not be able to have kavana. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's an example of a chumrah where you're showing gaifa. And loy kol haroitza lita es Hashem yitol. And by the way, even though we saw earlier that Rabbi Gamliel did, that's because he was the Nasi. He was Rabbi Gamliel. So for Rabbi Gamliel to have taken on a chumra like that, that's not a big deal. That's something that was okay for him. But if any ordinary person would want to go ahead and take on this chumra, this is an example of a chumra where we say that it's not necessarily extra credit. It comes with a little bit of an invoice, because by you going now and taking on this chumrah, basically you're saying that you could have kavana even at a time where ordinarily people would not have to be able to have kavana, and it's for that reason it's not going to be okay. Perek Gimel of Masechtas Brachos picks up where Perek Aleph and Perek Beis left off, and that is it discusses the halachos of Kriyat Shema. Now, the first Mishnah of the third Perek of Masechtas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, is going to discuss the halachos of an oinein and an ovel. Is he chayev in Kriyat Shema, or is he pater from Kriyat Shema? So just a tiny bit of an introduction before we learn this first Mishnah in the third Perek of Masechtas Brachos. The halacha is that if somebody loses one of his relatives, a person dies, the halach is, he has to mourn that relative. Now, how do you define a relative? So the Torah, in the beginning of Parshas Emor, mentions seven kroivim. There are seven relatives that are considered kroivim in halacha. Father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and a person's wife. So those are the seven kroivim. What's the significance of the seven kroivim? If somebody loses one of the seven kroivim, he has an obligation to mourn that person, a koyein, who's not allowed to come in contact with a mace. But if it's one of his seven kroivim, then the halach is, he's allowed to be metame to the mace. Then he'd be allowed to come in contact with the mace. Okay, so what happens if somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, Nebach, loses one of these seven kroivim? So the halach is as follows. Until the kfura, until the person is buried, that person has the halachic status of an oinein. Once the person is buried, the person is now going to have the halachic status of an avel. What's an oinein? An oinein is a person who has someone close to him that died. The person hasn't been buried yet. Now, the assumption is that if someone's karev dies, this person now has some responsibility to make sure that the person that died is going to be buried. Meaning, if someone dies, it's not everybody's responsibility to make sure that person gets buried. It's the craven's responsibility. So the assumption always is that if someone's an oinein, it means that right now he has a responsibility to make sure that this person's going to be buried. Because an oinein has a responsibility to make sure that the person that died gets buried, he's considered an oisek b'mitzvah. Which mitzvah is he oisek in? The mitzvah of kvura. He has a responsibility to make sure this person's going to be buried. An oisek b'mitzvah is pater min ha-mitzvah. Someone that is engaged in a mitzvah, the halacha is, if another mitzvah comes his way, he doesn't have an obligation to now go and do that other mitzvah. Being that an oinein is considered an oisek b'mitzvah, it's for that reason that an oinein is pater from other mitzvahs. Now, is he pater from all mitzvahs, only some mitzvahs? So that's a discussion in the Rishonim, how far the scope of oinein pater min ha-mitzvahs is. But one thing is clear, an oinein is pater min ha-mitzvahs. Now, once the person's buried, he's not an oinein anymore. Because by definition, oinein is up until the time of the kvura. What happens? At that point, he becomes an avel. Now, avelus itself happens in phases. We're familiar with Shiva. That's the first 7 days. The truth is, even within Shiva, the first day, the first 3 days, but the concept of Shiva is the first 7 days, the avelus is very, very intense. Afterwards, there's shloshim. Up until 30 days, it gets a little less intense. Then you have Yod Beis Chodesh, that next year. Aninus is up until the kfura, and then from the kfura until 12 months after the petira, on some level, there's going to be halachos of avelus. So the Mishnah is going to discuss an oinein and an avel, and really all people that are involved in a levaya and the kfura of a mace as it relates to the laws of Kriyishma, because again, we're discussing the halachas of Kriyishma. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah mace mutar lefanav. If someone's an oinein, meaning he has a mace that's in front of him, and in front of him doesn't mean literally in front of him, but it means he has the responsibility right now to bury this person. Patami Kriyishma. He's pater from Kriyishma. Uminat fila. He's pater from davening Shmei Nesrei. Umenat tefillin. And he's going to be pater from putting on tefillin as well. Why? Because he's oisik b'mitzvah. He's involved right now in burying this person. Oisik b'mitzvah, pater b'mitzvah. So oisik b'mitzvah, pater mikriyishma. Oisik b'mitzvah, pater from Shmei Nesrei. Oisik b'mitzvah, pater minat tefillin. Oisik amito. What about the people who were brought to carry the bed of the person that died? Meaning they're going to engage the Chevra Kadisha. They're going to be involved in the kfura. The chilufeim, or their backups. So meaning, let's say there are a few groups of people. There's the first group, then they have to take a break. So there's going to be another group. V'chilufei chilufeim, the backups of the backups. So what's the halacha as it relates to them? Es shalifnei hamita, ve'es shalachar hamita. The people that are in front of the bed, meaning these are the people that haven't carried yet, and the people that are behind the bed, these are the people that carried already. Meaning, what do we do with all these people? We're just setting up all the different possibilities and scenarios. So what's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, here's the halacha. Any person that may be needed to carry the bed, even if we don't need you this second, you're a backup, or you're the backup of the backup, the halacha is, you'll be pater from Kriyishma, you'll be pater from Tefillah, you'll be pater from Tefillin. That she'ein lamita tzarech ben, but any person that will not be needed, chayavim, is going to be chayav. Meaning, just because a person is escorting the mace, just because a person is attending a levaya, doesn't have to be put on tefillin that day. So any person that's going to be involved and engaged in the process of burying this person, he's considered an oisik b'mitzvah, and an oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. But any person that's not involved in that, he doesn't have a din of an oisik b'mitzvah, and it's for that reason he is going to be chayav. Says the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu p'tur min ha-tefillah. However, when it comes to tefillah, they're all pater. Any person that's involved in a levaya, even if he's not needed to carry the bed, he's pater from davening Shmoy Nasri. What's the reason? It sounds like Kriyishma and tefillin, only the people that are involved in burying are going to be pater. Tefillah, Shmoy Nasri, that is for some reason different, and there everyone's going to be pater, even the person that's not needed. The reason is because Shmoy Nasri, this is the Pashup Shat, is only the Rabbanon. Kriyishma is a Deiraisa. Tefillin, the obligation to put on tefillin is mentioned in the Torah. The Chiyuv, to daven, that's only the Rabbanon. Being that it's only the Rabbanon, so it's for that reason it's going to be a little bit more lenient.